Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Let's pray. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Pray and ask God to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to bless you this morning. Ask for His divine favor. Where is the sound coming? Yeah. Let's tell them that it's time to preach. We are all preaching. We are all preaching. It's not time to dance. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Pray. Kabu Dazaba Rikatu Rabadabu Sandabra Kema Ribu Sandaba. Ask God to touch your heart this morning, that the word that will be preached will fall on the fertile soil of your heart and you will understand it. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you for another time in your presence. We pray that let the preaching of your word be relevant to us this morning. I pray, committing all these young ones, that you touch our hearts and you cause us, oh God, to live for you. You cause us to give our all to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. All microphones should be off. I don't want to get any feedback from. Amen. It's been a while. What do you think? I'm back. Hey, I'm not happy. I'll go back. You know I can go back. I'll go back. I didn't hear I'm back. We are preaching. You have gone for somebody's son. Hey. That this boy is, this is church. His mother is here. Hey, Kayla. I come to church with babies, teenage pregnancy. Amen. But it's a blessing. I've missed all of you. And I know you have missed me. Just that sometimes it's phones and things you don't have. But I've missed you. And today, I believe you are going to have a very good time. On the 7th of April, it's supposed to be a Good Friday miracle service at the Independence Square. It's a time where we are going to meet the prophet, all right? And all of us are going. We want to organize a bus, okay? All of us are, I don't know why you are not clapping. All of us are going, all right? Some of you, when they mention Independence Square in your school, it's an excursion, all right? I don't know why you are in Accra, but you have to pay excursion fee. Then some headmaster will put you in the car and then they'll ask the class 5 madam to go with you to go and show you Independence Square. So, but as you are sitting in the bus with me and we are going, I'll show you Independence Square. I'll show you Parliament House. I'll show you Stadium. I'll show you Kwame Nkrumah Museum. I'll show you High Court. I'll show you Bank of Ghana. All of them are in the same area. I'll show you Art Center. All right. I'll show you a lot of places. City House. I'll show you Children's Park. I'll show you National Theatre. All of them are in the same enclave. All right. So it's an opportunity for you to come. All right. Don't say your mother will not allow you. Your mother said that they are kidnapping people. No. So for us in the UD, our calendar or our year calendar starts in Easter. All right. And Easter is the time that Jesus Christ came to die for our sins. Right? It's clear. Your sins, this, your stealing, you cannot stop. Stealing, you be stealing. You can't stop. We've tried. Abigail, you still wear this nose mask. Remove it. Why? If you wear this, I will look at boy. Oh, else dear. Now some young come. Achutu is well. Oh, Achutu. Achutu. Achutu and Achupi. Christian Achutu was buried on Friday. May his, you went. May his soul rest in perfect peace. All right. So, we are all going. All right. We'll write our names. So, from now till the 7th, we are all putting our energy together. We must be part. I want us to, usually, see, when I say we organize the bus and I organize the bus, most of you don't come. So now to organize the bus is a problem. All right. So I want you to be a part of this. We are going to see, where is Shelley? We are going to see prophet. All right. We are going to listen to him preach to us. Many of you, you don't know him, but you must, if you are in this church, if you are in this church, you must know Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. You must know him. And he must know you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This year on the 14th of May, it will be on Sunday. It is birthday. And we are going to have a grand celebration. He's serious. He'll be 60 years. 60 years. I want you to be part of every event that is happening in the church. Do you understand? Yesterday, by the grace of God, I was in the Makande Church International HQ at OEB. And the Favorite Child Conference actually started. I started from that place yesterday, where Bishop Ogo is, very powerful place. Where they have a nice atmosphere. And we had a very beautiful and powerful service at the Makande Church International. The next place we are going, actually, your church here will be the third one. All right. The second place we are going is the Lily of the Valley Cathedral in Teshi. Next month. So, you people, your own, I think your t-shirts are out. You must get it. It's 30 Ghana cedis. It's not expensive. 30 cedis is 2 yogurt and 1 spring rose. If you forfeit these 2 things, you can buy. Don't do yourself like poverty charmer or of the, you are the PRO of the Poverty Association of Ghana. We don't do that. All right. So try and get it. All right. It's nice. And I saw the design. Very nice. And our theme is use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. You will hear preaching. You will hear. You see, my voice has changed. Makane people, their theme was all out. All out. Yeah. Then all out. Go to our podcast. The messages are there on the podcast. As I speak right now, the messages are on the podcast. Tomorrow, you see the pictures on Facebook. It's only Abigail who looks like she's on Facebook. The rest of you, I don't know where you are. I don't know. I don't see you. They're on TikTok. IG. All right. So today, I'm preaching for a very short time. But I'm starting from the book of Judges, chapter 2 and verse 7. I'm preaching for a very short time because I have a meeting with our convener this afternoon. Judges chapter 2 and verse 7. And the people served the Lord. And the people, the church members, the white church people, the Malat experienced church members, they served the Lord all the days of Joshua. So the people had a leader called Joshua. And as at the time Joshua was there, Bible said that they served the Lord. It's a nice thing. Clap for the people. They have done well. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua. When Joshua was present with them, they served the Lord. And many times, that is what happens to Christians. When the pastor is there, they serve the Lord. When the leader is there, they serve the Lord. Caleb, do it small because I'm not going to pay you any money. You are playing the thing like the guy who played at Christian Chu Sunra. They serve the Lord all the days of Joshua. And that is what church... Thank you for encouraging me, my son. Thank you. Take him to his church.
They serve the Lord. They serve the Lord. It's a good thing to serve the Lord. You must serve the Lord. But you see, when it is said that, and the people serve the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua. Okay. Who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. The people served the Lord. As a young person, there is nothing meaningful you can do with your life. Madam, sit well. I'm not a normal pastor.
Yeah. Tomorrow, next week, you get a normal pastor. I'm not a normal pastor. Even if today's your first time, still I'm not a normal pastor. If you know, you know. And then when we go for the Good Friday, on the Sunday, we are going to have Resurrection Sunday. And it's white. That day, we are not wearing this shabby shepherding dressing. No, you have to wear white. Jesus will know that you are serious with his death. You understand? We'll say, yeah, Thanksgiving service. So that day, Jesus has resurrected. That thing they be saying, arose. Jesus arose. Don't mind them. They don't speak good grammar. Jesus resurrected from the dead. So we are going to celebrate. So we are going to wear white. So look for, if you don't have anything white, look for jalabia white. You understand? We must see white all around. And it's when Jesus sees the picture, he says, there's white church people there, Malat people, they are very serious. They've taken the funeral world cap. You understand? The funeral, we have to take a world cap. And yet they are fine, they are grow. Are you still here with me? You must serve the Lord all the days of your life. All the days of your life. But you see, it gets to a point. Let me tell you. Serving the Lord, serving the Lord is a process. When you started from K Church. Some of you are privileged. I pastored you from K Church, J Church. Today you have come here. Some of you sitting down here, I've changed your pampers for you before. Yeah. Some of you 10 years ago, I can show you your pictures 10 years ago as you are sitting down here. Today, boys are telling you they love you. I can show you. Yesterday, Facebook reminded me of a picture 10 years ago. And those children 10 years ago, most of them are in the medical school now. 10 years ago. So you see these boys who are sitting down as if they look very useless. They are not useless. 10 years to come, this one will start, it will be in the university. All of you are in the university. All of you are in the university. Yeah, 10 years more to come. That is why we don't write people off. Nobody is useless. In the house of God, there is no baller. We don't put anybody in the baller. Everybody can do something. We can all do something. So what I'm saying is that as you start serving the Lord, okay, the start of serving the Lord, that is where everybody begins from. And it's an easy thing. It's very easy to start serving the Lord. But in the middle and at the end, that is where the problem is. Many people are not able to end well. And today, I want to show you an example of somebody who started serving the Lord well, but he didn't end. Let's read about that guy. And let's take an advice. Let's use that one to advise ourselves. Are you understanding the preaching? Let's look out for somebody. The next time I get a chance to come back here, I'll talk to you about somebody also who started serving the Lord and he ended. But I want us to take an example of somebody right now who started serving the Lord. As for the start today, we can all start. That is why we have people we call school dropout. It means they started going to school, but they didn't end well. They dropped out. Sometimes it could be financial constraint. Sometimes it could be teenage pregnancy. Sometimes it could be what? Peer pressure, broken home. You mentioned something. Poverty, drug abuse. These are social studies answers. All right. Sometimes too, it is lack of interest in education. You wake up, you know, sometimes it's overbeating of children. Some math teacher, he doesn't make math
interesting at all. Go to school. Your heart is beating. Buga, buga. Before you see, you have stopped the school. Because many people stop school because of a certain teacher who likes beating. French teacher. Montonson. Matassa. Notre votre le. So I want us to open our Bibles to Chronicles. The book of Chronicles. Today I'm preaching from the Old Testament. I will not quote where I don't know what will happen. But all my scriptures. When we even read this Chronicles 25. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. If you are holding New Testament, that's it. The photographer is in. It's a time to smile. So I can come on the internet. You know that we post our pictures on the internet. Yeah. So, Amaziah, listen, are you there? Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king. When he became king, and he reigned in Israel 29 years. His mother was Jehoiadin from Jerusalem. This is somebody who served the Lord, or who became king when he was what? 25 years. Are you still here with me? Yeah. He was 25 years when he started serving the Lord. But if you have come here, you have to take the congregation. My children, they have to appear in the pictures. They must show faces, nice pictures. So you must be here for a very long time. He served the Lord. He didn't serve the Lord. He became king. He became king at the age of 25. You understand? And his mother's name was mentioned. But look at verse 2. Verse 2 is very scary. Bible said that, and he did that which was right in the eyes of God, but not with a perfect heart. Who has an NIV? NIV, a different version. I have NLT. NLT says that Amaziah did what was pleasing in the sight of God, but not wholeheartedly. Is that what is in your book? But not what? Wholeheartedly. Now, this is where Amaziah missed it. He started well. He started as a king well. He did what was right in the eyes of God, but with not a whole heart. Are you understanding the preaching? I'll be closing very soon. He started well. Amaziah became a king. He obeyed the voice of God. He did what was right in the sight of God, but all his heart is not in what he was doing. I don't know whether you understand the preaching. Yeah. Listen again. He said, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did what was right in the sight of God. That is one thing. But he did not do it wholeheartedly. It's another thing. You are doing something, though, but all your heart is not inside. You are singing in the choir, but all your heart is not in the choir. You are in the dancing star, but all there is another reason you are dancing in the dancing star. There is another reason you are singing in the choir. Perhaps so that the boys will see you. There must be a reason. There must actually be, you see, when there is another reason to what you are doing, then we say that what you are doing, you are not doing it wholeheartedly. I don't know whether I've explained this thing. This thing by class 3, you should understand. That's why we don't allow class 2 people here. Now, let us find out, what did Amaziah do for Bible to describe him this way? You see, because this is two different characteristics. This is two contrasting characteristics in one person. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. That is one thing. Clap for Amaziah. He did what was right in the eyes of God. That is what many people cannot do. Many people cannot do what is right in the eyes of God. But the other thing about Amaziah was that he did not do it wholeheartedly. That is where Amaziah missed it. May you not miss it. I said, may you not miss it. I said, may you not miss it. Amaziah. Let's read what Amaziah did. Verse 3. When Amaziah was well established as king, he executed the men that assassinated his father. Clap for him. Clap for him. when he became a king, all the people that killed his father, he killed them. He killed them. Those are the things that Bible said that he did what was right in the sight of God. He killed them. Let's look at what Amaziah did again. Verse 4. However, he did not kill the children of the assassin, for he obeyed the command of the Lord written in the book of the law of Moses, which says that parents must not be put to death for the sins of their children, nor the children for the sins of their parents. Those worthy of death must be executed for their own crimes. Amaziah might have read the Bible to hear this thing, that if your father sin, he must die, he's die. If you sin, you must die, you are die. We don't kill fathers for the sins of the children, and we don't kill children for the sins of their fathers. Amaziah understood this thing, and then he obeyed it. All these things Amaziah did, they are the things they are saying that Amaziah did what was right in the sight of God. He killed the people that killed his fathers. The children of those people, he didn't touch them because he understood from the Bible. Many of you, there are things you even know about the Bible, but you don't do it. You don't do it. Let's go again and find out what Amaziah did. He said, another thing Amaziah did was to organize army, assigning leaders to each clan from Judah and Benjamin. Then he took a census and found that he had an army of 300,000 men, 20 years old and older, and trained them in spear and shield. He also paid 7,500 pounds of silver to hire 100,000 experienced fighting men from Israel. Now, why are we here? We are now getting into war movie. Why are we here? There is a group of people called Edom. Those who stay in the Edom are called Edomites. Emanuela. Those who stay in Edom are called Edomites. Those who stay in Oyibi are called Oyibites. Those who stay in Sotom are called Sotomites. Those who stay in Omanjo are called Omanjorites. So there was a group of people called Edom. Now, these Edom people, they've been serving gods. Then Amaziah said, no, you cannot serve gods. We will make you serve the Lord. So Amaziah said he's going to fight the people. Is it not a good thing? Don't you think God will be happy with you? Some people are serving gods. So then the king said, no, I will not. If you are part of this country, if you are in this country, you must serve God. So he when he counted his army, the people were 300,000. Then he said that the 300,000 people, they are not a lot. So he looked for money, 7,500 pounds. Then he went to hire another 100,000 soldiers to join the 300,000 to go and fight these Sodomite people so that they will stop serving gods. Clap for Amaziah. Amaziah is doing, he's doing what God likes. He must be doing what God likes. But let's go. Are you understanding the preaching? But a man of God came to the king and said, oh king, do not hide troops from Israel, for the Lord is not with Israel. He will not help the people of Ephraim. So as he was organizing the people, a pastor came. And the pastor said, Amaziah, the 100,000 people you are going to hide to come and join your army. Okay? Don't hide them again, because those people in Israel, God is not with them. If they join you, the people will kill you. Amaziah said, if the man of God has spoken, I will do it. So Amaziah told the people that they should go back. And Amaziah asked him that, so my 7,500 pounds, the money that I've already hired them, you know, what will become of the money? Do you understand? You are going to buy a dress. You bought the dress. And then they said that this dress, if you wear it, you become a prostitute. Or you become a witch. Then you said that, okay,
I'm sending the dress back to the person who sold the dress to me. But you know the person will not give your money back to you. When that happened, look at what the pastor told Amaziah. He said, it's in verse 7, in verse 9, sorry. He said, Amaziah asked the man of God, but what should I do about the silver I paid to hide the army of Israel? The man of God replied, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. The Lord is able, as you are serving the Lord, God will give you much more than this. Anything you are looking for, I said, God will give you much more than this. You don't like
my preaching. I'll send it elsewhere.
Last week, I was in Greater Love Chapel International. Greater Love. I'll go again. Now, when I come, I don't feel that you are here. He said, what will happen to my money? As I'm serving God, I'll be coming here. What will happen to me? He said, don't worry. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. God will give you much more than this. You see, and in all this thing, Amaziah believed. It's like, pastor has spoken. Amaziah has believed. Now, what happened? Amaziah went to war with the number he had. So, Amaziah discharged the high troop and sent them back to Ephraim. This made the people angry and they returned. Okay. Amaziah summoned his courage and led his army to the Valley of Salt, where they killed 10,000 Edomite troops. When they went for the war with the number he had, he killed the Edomites. He killed them. Hey, madam, sit well. He killed them. God gave him victory. He killed the people. May you kill people. May you kill anybody that is not trying to help you. He killed them. Those people were not serving God. They were serving gods. You see, but this is where there was a turnaround in Amaziah's life. Hush, 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 hush. Go to verse 14. When Amaziah returned from defeating the Edomites, he brought with him the idols taken from the people. He set them up as his own gods. He bowed to them in front of them and presented sacrifices to them. This is it. The gods the people were serving, that you went to kill them. After killing them, you have brought those gods to your house and now you are worshiping them. Yeah. That your friend that you have brought, that she's a bad girl, she's a thief, she's a prostitute, you have brought her to church. Now you yourself, you have become a prostitute exponent 10. Yeah. This is the point. This is where Bible said that Amaziah, did not serve the Lord wholeheartedly. And you see, look at what happened even after that. He said, this made the Lord very angry. This made the Lord very angry and sent a prophet to ask him, why have you worshipped gods? Why have you worshipped gods which could not even save their own people from you? The gods that the people were serving, they couldn't save the people. After killing the people, you have brought those gods to your house. And you are bowing down to those gods and you are worshiping them. Because of why? And Bible says that God was not happy with him. You see, and when God is not happy with you, it's a different story. God was not happy with him. May the Lord be happy with you. I said, may the Lord be happy with you. I said, may the Lord be happy with you. May you not get to the point in your life where it will be written that, and God was not happy with you. May God be happy with you. May you serve the Lord all the days of your life. From the beginning to the end, may you serve the Lord. As you serve the Lord, may you serve him to the very end.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that is where most people miss it. And sometimes even our parents, they serve the Lord. When they get married, they start having children. They don't go to church again. Some of you sitting down here, it's secondary school that will change you. You go to secondary school and come back. You don't join us again. One way, listen, you see those people who have left, about 8 of them who have left to secondary school. You watch, when they come, you can see. You can see the difference between those who are backsliding and those who have not. Those who are backsliding, when they come, don't come here again. Yeah. If the person plays drum and he come, he won't play the drum again. I'm saying, when they come, don't tell them anything. I'm sure they'll come this Easter. Sometimes just 2 weeks in the secondary school have to change them. Yeah. You have started well, though. And when they come and you ask them, do you go to SU? Oh, SU. I've joined the entertainment committee. As the person, and you see, even here, there are people who go to secondary school and come back, and they are here. They are here. Kezia is one. Sami is one. Chifogbe is one. Lois sitting down here. She's in secondary school, but she's here. But you said that, right now, dear, the things I've done, I'm not here again. I'm very experienced. Look at this man here. He's in ATTC. Most of you don't know him. This one, stand up. Most of you don't know him. You think he's a newcomer. He's not a newcomer. This guy is not a newcomer. Yeah. Efo, stand up. Efo is here. Efo, stand up. This is Efo. The day you get bad dream, then you come. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that Amaziah started well. Amaziah started on a good note. Many of us, we start on a good. You see, these worldly people, and when you interview them, most of them or all of them have been to church before. They've been to Shatawale, have been in church. Shatawale was a choir leader. Kwame Yuji. He was what? He was a church drummer. Yeah. Stone boy. He used to sing this thing in church. He used to sing solo in church before his pastor would preach. Wendy Shea was a soloist. Kamindo was a soloist. Yeah. All these people, they were soloists. You think you are far from them. You are not far. Tell your neighbor, you are not far. I said, tell your neighbor, you are not far from them. Amaziah started well. Amaziah, today you are dancing in church here. Tomorrow morning you'll be dancing at funerals. You'll be dancing, I'm telling you, at Bonjour party. You'll be dancing at funeral. You know, you'll be surprised. To start well, he said, God was angry with him. God, you see, look at, if you know my human being, something somebody was doing that was not right, that you went to kill him. After killing the person, you are going to collect the thing. You have collected and you have brought it to your house. And now, after killing the person, you have become an idol worshiper. You have inherited the person's gods. And he said, this makes the Lord angry. And the Lord asked, why have you worshipped the gods who could not save even their own people? He said, but the king interrupted him and said, since when have I asked you for your advice? Amaziah has changed you. Amaziah, who used to be very humble king, who used to ask, God has sent a prophet. And the prophet said, the gods that you brought, these gods you went to kill from the people, you went to kill the people you brought it. It's not, then the king said, shut up. Did I ask you to advise me? I don't know if you can see that Amaziah has changed. This is what happened when you don't come to church again. She doesn't come to church. 2 weeks. Amaziawa, like Asantewa. Amaziawa. Hey, madam. Hey, Auntie Amazia. It's what though? He told the prophet, shut up. When did they ask you to advise me? Who asked you to advise me? a prophet. It was this same prophet who told him that the truths that you are going to add to the people, don't add them. Let them go. I don't know if you remember that prophet who came. Then he made the people go. This same prophet has come. He said, shut up. Shut up. Since when did you start advising me? Yeah. He said, but the king interrupted him and said, since when have I asked you for your advice? Be quiet now before I kill you. So the prophet... Wabaso, he said, be quiet now. I'm reading from NLT. He said, so the prophet left with the warning. I know that God has determined to destroy you because you have done this thing and have not accepted this counsel. Yeah. Sometimes when God decides to destroy you, when God said that you, I will destroy you, hey, unless you ask Amaziah. You see, and all this while, he was a king. You see, as long as you are king, people will be singing your praise. Oh, manche. As a watch, they will always respect you because you are the king. Yeah, when you are around, they'll respect you. So people are giving him fans. You see, but all this while, God was angry with him. You can be singing in the choir, but God is angry with you. We have so many choristers God is angry with. We have a lot of dancing stars God is not happy with. As you are singing, God will say, And you see, because God has decided to destroy you, when you come to stand here to sing, you mix the words. If God had decided to destroy you and you come here to dance, God will say, I hear any. You dance offbeat in choir. Everybody is going this way. Only you there, you'll be going this way. Because God has decided to destroy you. I don't know why you are not clapping. I'm not preaching well. Look at verse 17. He said, listen. He said, after consulting with his advisors, King Amaziah of Judah sent this challenge to Israel's king, the son of Jehoahaz, the grandson of Jehu, come and meet me in the battle. Do you understand? You see, now his pride, after insulting the prophet, he has gone to call somebody for a fight. He and his boys, he said, Charlie, it's like we've been here, we've killed the Edomite. Now, we are not getting people to fight with. So, go and tell these people that they should meet us in battle. This is where he's about to die. Because God had decided to destroy him. How many of you are seeing yourself in the preaching that I'm preaching? I almost swore. Kokoti, umbushe. Your father is advising you. You are insulting your father and your fioko. Why you here with Braboma Kaka? What private jet? Hey! Utia uni basaketa kwa siasem. Fiadama eti fan in the wa hasi omo bobra panoma to isi. Utiti how sorry I did bia futro boni na de my advice in learn at school. Now if you had learned at school, I come by this time, will you be taking trotro? Mother, come up for the when your father said this is what you have been saying in your head. Oh, foolish man, will you come up for there? They make noise. Oh, that old man they make noise. Your father will say, when you go to school, study. So come up for the NN study. You, when you were in school, were you studying? If you were studying, like by this time, you would have been the president of the country. Those who were studying, they were the president. You said the president is your classmate. Anyone? Is it because all this is pride, though? Pride. And you see, the pride is because God had decided to destroy you. Some of us, our pride is wild. So sing this song. Oh, come on, Pastor. Oh, Reverend, come out. Yeah, that Reverend is here, Quarista. Do you know song? When we are talking about song, you are just doing math. They be all sorry now. You don't know how to sing. You don't know how to sing. Look at the song. We are the people that sing at his room. Hey! A reverend cried, he talks too much to cry. Every day is advising people's children. Every day is advising people's children. And then cry. His children has he finished advising them. Hey! This King Amaziah, he consulted his boy. Look, everybody has boys' boys. Even if you become a king, you have a boy's voice. So he called his boy, Charlie, it's been a long time that we went to fight. You see this Edomite, you see how we killed them. Then the boy's boy said, let's call these people for a fight. The people were there. They didn't worry them all. But they called out. They said, meet us. Let me read it again. He said, verse 7, he said, after consulting with his advisors, the boy's boys, King Amaziah of Judah sent this challenge to the Israelite king of Jehoash, the grandson of Jehu, and said, come and meet me in battle. Meet me in Omanjo Cave. Meet me at the Roman Park. Meet me. Or if I meet you, you will see something. Hey! I'll beat you and pour sand into your mouth. You will see something. Charlie, our master is not a nice thing, though. Pride. You see, because you have killed the Edomite, you feel that, Charlie. Hey! Small 72% you had in mass. After the way you are working in school like this, you know. Hey! That you make yourself as if the whole school knew you know better than the headmaster. Have you gotten 96 in mass before? Nonsense. Angel is a short people too. Short people know. When they become tall, small, like those sell Ghana. Hey. So he sent the poda, go and tell the Israelites that they should come and meet us. We will kill them. Look at something here. I'm about to close. But King Jehoash of Israel replied to the king of Amaziah with this story. Out in the Lebanon mountains, a thistle sent a message to a mighty cedar tree. Give your daughter in marriage to my son. Just blah, 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 blah. So they went. He said, you may be very proud of your conquest of Edom. That's what the king was telling them. You may be very proud. You may be happy that you have killed the people of Edom. But my advice is to stay home. The king was going to fight. The king told him that even though you have killed the people in Edom, my advice to you is that stay in your corner. Don't come and call me for a fight. Why stir up trouble? That will bring disaster upon you and the people of Judah. Why are you bringing trouble? It's not like we came to insult you. We are somewhere. Say we should come and meet you to fight. And this king also knows that when we fight you, people will beat you. You see, sometimes when God wants to destroy you, some way, somehow, you are blinded. You don't see anything. Like people who take drugs, those who smoke and they take cocaine. When you take cocaine, you come. Who is the smallest here? All of you stand up. Stand up, stand up. Let's look at the... okay, come. No, Sammy, come. So this is what happens. If this boy, like those who take drugs, if he smokes and he takes cocaine, if you see this man, the cocaine makes him feel that he can beat him. So he right now, as he's taking the cocaine, you see that they say you'll be high. So he'll feel that like he's... Yeah, he's touching the ceiling. And this one, then come. So that's what the drugs do to you. He will see himself that he has touched the ceiling. Then this big man, he will see him like this. So in his mind, he will just take him like this and throw him away. That's what it does to you. So Amaziah, because he went to kill the Edomite, and God had decided to destroy him, God made him to feel that he can kill these people. So he said, they should come and meet us at Omanjo Park. Then this king, he knows that he can beat this one. Then he told him that, look, what you are doing there, you are stirring up trouble, unnecessary trouble. Because as I'm there, I didn't insult you. I didn't do anything. So he told him that, you see, what you are doing, you are both going to destroy yourself and destroy all the people that will follow you to come and fight. I don't know whether you understand. You see, and all this trouble started because he went to kill some people and collected their gods, and God is not happy with him, and God decided that he wants to kill him. Please clap for them and sit down. Yeah. I don't know whether you are still here with me. Yeah. He said, you may be very proud of your conquest in Edom, but my advice to you, you see, and when you are also very proud, then, when we advise you, cry, you don't hear. This is the second time they are advising Amaziah. First, the prophet came. He said the prophet should keep quiet, otherwise you kill him. Prophet too. The second time, another king is advising him that, Charlie, look, don't bring trouble upon yourself and upon all the people that are with you. Dorcas, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, after this time, when I preach, you sleep. Hey, that's serious. Yeah. Verse 20. But Amaziah would not listen, for God was arranging to destroy him for worshipping the gods of Edom. How many of you understand this one? But Amaziah will not listen. Amaziah will not listen. For God was arranging. God was what? Arranging. So when he asked his boys, what do you think? We should look for some people to fight them. Let's go and call the Israelites. God was arranging to destroy him. God was arranging. Some of you, God is arranging to make you fail your exams. So if you take the book, hey, is that in serious? If God is arranging to make you fail your exam, when you take the first, you open page one. Oh, this place, I know this place already. Oh, yeah, too, I know this one already. Oh, yeah. Oh, I finished all the book. Then you go. Then you go to the exams. Then they bring and say, oh, I didn't read this side at all. It's like, you know when you're in exams, saying, sometimes you see the question as if you know the answer, as if you don't know. That thing is very serious. If you don't know at all, it's different. But the one is like, I have an idea. Is it 1/3 or 3/1? Then, because God has decided to make you fail, you choose 1/3. And when you come and you say, 3/1, you say, hey, I knew it. Then, because also God wants you to fail, you console and say that, oh, it's the same thing. So we'll mark it correct. So we'll just change. 3/1 and 1/3 is all, they are brothers. So we'll do something about it. When they bring the exam, -5. I said that. You see, it's very painful because your answer is close. Very close. Very, very close. Because you are deceived. Very, very deceived. When they wrote this BC, we were in the camp with prophets at Mampo. I was there then. They brought a certain girl to me. The girl was crying. I said, why? She wouldn't listen to what I was talking. As I asked her a question, she wouldn't listen. She was just crying, throw her hands in the air. Then I asked them that, which church is she from? They said, oh, it's from Sotuom Cathedral. I said, oh, sweetheart, you don't know me. She wouldn't even mind. I started throwing. Why? So I said they should leave her. Then I asked somebody, why is she behaving this way? Then they said, oh, she checked her BEC results. sit up. Quick, report the assembly. She checked her BEC results. I think she checked the schools. Then she didn't get school. So she was supposed to do self-placement. If those of you understand self-placement, self-placement means that you are going to a school that doesn't exist. So then I asked why. So then I went back to the girl. I said, can you talk to me? Then she said, me, I'm a very intelligent girl. This is how she started. This is how she even started the story. I'm a very intelligent girl. Huh? I do well at school. I've all my friends, when we're in school, cry, when we wrote the mock, I pass everybody. I said, no, this is not the, this is what no, I'm asking. I'm asking that. So then I asked the pastor, what is the, so she attends school in Accra here. Listen to the story. She attends a very good school in Accra here. Then she convinced herself that she will write the BEC with a Saito school. Because when she thinks that when you write with Saito school, they will mark it softly for you. So instead of registering with her school, she went to register with Pram Pram LA. MA. Do you understand? The results were released. All her friends that were in this school in Accra, they've all passed. All the people that were in Pram Pram LA, they've all failed. And so, that's why she was there. So to her, this friend that were in Accra, she was more intelligent than them. So why is that if she has gone to register at Pram Pram LA, why would she fail? Ideal college, how can you fail? So she didn't understand. On top of it, the people didn't give her any school. So as I was talking to her, I told her that, madam, as we are talking right now, I can just pick my phone and call somebody and then you can get a school right now. She started, don't clap. She thinks that God has disappointed her. She's disappointed in God. She has been serving the Lord since she came to this church. She's been serving the Lord. She has come for camp. Even the friends are unbelievers. They are prostitutes. And she's more intelligent. I said, sister, life is not the way you are describing it to. So as she started talking. As I was talking, she wasn't even listening. So I said, it's okay. If it was my church member, she would listen to what I'm saying. But she was not listening, so I just moved away. I said, same way there, and family. So I started with the camp. Then, Monday, I was in my office. Then a call came. When I said, oh, please, who is this? Oh, this is Pastor. Last time you were talking to this girl, you said you can call somebody so that she'll get a school. How far? I said, very far. Very, very far. I've not called a person. I'm not calling the person today. I'll not even call the person tomorrow. Because what type of disrespect is this? I am talking to you. You are telling me you are disappointed in God. Because you pay your tithe and you serve the Lord. So you don't know why you didn't get school. So you see, when God decides that he's on your case, he will make you believe that you are intelligent. Some of you, a lying spirit is making you feel that you are very beautiful. Like Ghana most beautiful exponent 20. Kakra, Miss Malaika, Miss World. So disrespect. So disrespect. Yeah. Let's continue. But Amasa would not listen. But verse 20. But when you go and read it, the whole passage. But Amasa would not listen. For God was arranging. How many of you know arranging? Arranging to destroy him. If God is arranging to destroy you, God will make you get a school where they are homosexuals. Sometimes they'll tell you, go to this school. I don't like this school. This school is villages in Accra. The school is in villages in Accra. For you. So King Jehoash of Israel mobilized his army against Amasa of Judah. Two armies drew up their battle lines at Beth Shemesh in Judah. Judah was routed by the army of Israel, and its army scattered and fled home. King Jehoash of Israel captured King Amasa of Judah and brought him back to Jerusalem and ordered his army to demolish 300 feet of Jerusalem's wall for Ephraim's gate. Do you understand? It said, and he carried off the gold. And he said, King Amasa of Judah lived on for 15 years after the death of the Israel king and the rest of the event. Then. And in the end, what happened was, King Amasa and his people, they were defeated because God was arranging to destroy him. This is somebody who started well. If God is arranging to make you a weed smoker, you will never know. Yeah. We had a church member here. He, as I'm speaking to you, he is a weed smoker. Malat experience. I'm not talking about down here. Malat experience. He came here during the 31st night, the Chalak night. If you see his eyes, like a chimpanzee. I find before he came. I'm speaking to you. As you have started, serve the Lord with all your heart. Serving the Lord with half of your... See, some of you are in church, but you are not in church properly. No. You are not here properly. The people that are here properly, I can see them. There are very few. Most of you that you are here, you are, the church is not in you. Princess, you are welcome. It's been a long time. The church is not in you. I am telling you, Christabel, most of you sitting down here, the church, if the church is in you, I can see it. Only few people, I can see that the church is in them. You see? And because you are not doing it with all your heart, you are following the footsteps of the guy called Amaziah. Yeah. Because if you are not in the church properly with all yourself, one day you will go and collect the idols from outside. As I speak now, Stone Boy's music is on your phone. Yeah. Kamindo song. When they play Kamindo song right now, you are the first to continue the lyrics. What am I saying? I am saying this to say that even though you are serving the Lord, you are not serving the Lord well. You have started. Out of all, you have started. As for the starting, everybody can start. That is why when we are running the race, everybody bring their athlete. All of us believe that our athlete can start well. But how many of us believe that our athlete can end well? At the end of the day, only few people are able to end well. May you be part of the people that will end well in Jesus' name. Your silence in the church, your non-participation in the church is a sign that you are not doing it wholeheartedly. You can be here and you don't do anything. You see kids just struggling, doing this. Many of you, especially you, the boys, you don't do anything. You cannot dance. Wafa, you cannot dance. You cannot dance. You can dance. You cannot dance. You can dance. You cannot dance. You can dance. Dancing stars, these are human beings. I'm saying that your non-participation in the church. I'm not preaching. I have to remove my shirt. I should continue. Your non-participation. There is something we call participation and non-participation. Some of you just attended church or you attend church. But you don't participate in church activities. There are two different types of people. Those who participate. They are the people that God will reward. Participate. Yeah. Most of the time, pastors, when we go for Titus in Crete, they ask you, do you participate in meetings? Participate in meetings is different from do you attend meeting? Attend, you have come. I've come for the meeting. But participate is, do you talk when we come for meeting? If you don't talk when we come for meeting, you don't participate in the meeting. And even when you are not in the meeting, somebody will ask, were you at the meeting? Because you didn't participate, even though you came, they will still ask you, were you at the meeting? Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. When somebody even asks you, were you in church last week? Oh, I came. It's a sign that you don't do anything in church. You cannot ask somebody, or you can't meet me next week and ask me, was I in church on Sunday? I have a lot of people who answer. Then somebody will tell, you are asking if Reverend was in church. Then it's you that you were not in church. Because all of you cannot say that I wasn't in church. But it's very possible that next week, we will not know whether this boy came. Stand up. We will not know. Stand up. You'll be wondering, then they ask, where were you sitting? I was the one that was sitting behind the boy that they said when he drink the cocaine, he'll go up high in the... Then you are not trying to describe where you are sitting for us. Yeah. Serve Christabel. You see the first scripture I read, that the people served the Lord in the days of Joshua. When Joshua was not there, they didn't serve the Lord again. Me, I am not serving the Lord because of you. Those of you who not come to church because... Oh, sit down. You not come here because Reverend, as I'm not here, I've taken heaven away. I've not taken heaven away. Yeah. I am serving the Lord in my own capacity. I'm telling you, I am not looking at you. Listen, you sitting down here, you are never my standard at all. Shelly, if I say I'm looking at you to live my Christian life, I will fail in life. I will fail. I will be a total failure. I am doing what I can. On Friday, as I sat and I was watching Christian Achu's funeral, I told myself that, hey, Akwawe, 31 years. Subtract your age from 31 and find out how. Anytime you walk around and you see people's poster on the wall, subtract your age from this, and it will tell you something. People will come, oh, Christian Achu bought me drink. Christian Achu offended Christian Achu. So I was asking myself, so me, if today I also die, what will people say? What will people say? When I arrive in heaven, what will God say about me? We have a very short life. Guys, we have a very short life. Serve the Lord with all your heart. I am telling you, nothing can replace the love of Christ. Nothing should replace your service for God. Nothing should replace the love that you have for Christ. Many of us, many things are in your heart. Many things. Look at us sitting down here. If everybody wants to participate in whatever we do, our church will be one of the most interesting. Have you not noticed? How many are we right now? Yes. Have you not noticed that people have gone to secondary school, but it doesn't affect our number? When they were here, we still sit this number, two of us. They've gone. They are still here. We have more than 11 or 12 people leaving us to secondary school. Lady is gone. My whatever is gone. Kofi is not in today. When the people that are not in church, if you count them, they are a lot. But still, look at us here. We are still sitting down here. It tells you how useless you are. That when you are not around, but I am not here. Last week, I was not. Didn't you have service? You have service. It doesn't depend on me. It doesn't depend on you either. Do your best for God. Love the Lord. Amaziah started well. King Amaziah. He was a king. You see, and as at the time this prophet came and they were talking, he was not taking the advice of the prophet. God was angry with him. He was still a king. He was still sitting on the throne. The people call him king. Manche. They call him Manche. You can still be doing something and God is not happy with you. God will be angry with you. Still, you'll be singing solo for me. But me, I'm a man. Because see, you can, as a young person, you can just stand up and say, I will not sing in the choir. You have taken the decision, though. I will not sing for God again. God should go out with that voice he has given me. Make I don't like. I'm tired of that voice. Anytime you make a decision that I won't dance, I won't sing, that's what it means. That's what it means. I won't dance again. I won't sing again. God should go away. I won't do anything to help his church again. But you see, all of us sitting down here, we should come and see you in your school. How very active you are. How active. When we are going to do graduation, how active you are. You are vying for SRC president. How active you are. How active you are. How active you are in poetry recitals. How active you are when it comes to cadet. How active you are when it comes to spoken words. Yes. But when it comes to church, you become like somebody that they pour water on. Yeah. That behavior, I'm about to close. That behavior, you will not end well. You'll be destroyed like Amaziah. And me, I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to be destroyed. Not at all. I pray for you that you will serve the Lord. You will do your best. Anytime I get the chance, this is what I tell you. Do your best. And you see, in this church, UDOLGC, it is one of the things we tell you. Work for God. Work. Listen. If you don't work for God, then you work for somebody else. In this world, then, we are all working. As you move about, then, you are working. Achu, you are working. You are working. But whom are you working for? Whom are you working for? Are you working for God or you are working for the devil? Those are the two people who are employing us. Where are you? Yeah. This morning I'm struggling to get people to do sound. Anybody who is interested, it will take you 5 minutes to learn that. And then, yeah. Struggling. We can't get people to play drum. We can't get people to do this. But all of us, look at our number here. All of us. Let us serve the Lord with all our heart. The day you are dying, it will be powerful. Next 2 weeks, they'll be burying my friend, Reverend Alex. I used to be in the studio with him. Help us of your joy. We'll discuss. Woke up one Sunday morning and I was told he died. He's a pastor, or he was a pastor of one of our churches in Thessalon. Pastors also die. Why are you here? Why can you not do your best? Bruh, why don't you want to dance for God? You see, and sometimes, you see, like the way Amaziah is, there is something that enters you that makes you feel that these people don't deserve me. Me, I should come and dance in church. Kakai. You won't dance. Me, I should come and sing in the choir. Parry me. Those are the things you say. But you see, you don't know that gradually you are losing the gift that God has given you. I think the next conference I'm about to do at La, Teshi, the title is Only One Talent. Only One Talent. We'll be going to Abekan this year. Their thing is, am I good for nothing? This year, the thing we are using there, very sharp ones. Here, use it or lose it. Yeah. You see, when you make yourself more important than you should, somebody will take your place. I'll say it again. You see, you are tempting me to preach the conference message here. When you make yourself more important than you should, somebody will take your place. Oh, this thing is below me. It's below me. Suddenly, somebody will arise and take that place. Don't go far. Don't look far to see. There used to be a certain lady in this church. If I say in this church, it could be here or it could be there. When they say she should sing, she used to sing. So, I discovered recently that a new person has come. Do you know a new person? A new person has come. You see, one day, the painful thing, and I was half for a very long time, I feel that new people have come, now then. But when I give you song, you mix the words for me. You don't take your time to learn. Any song I give you, I know the song. Today, the song you sang, you made a mistake. Plenty mistake. Me, I'll tell you. Before I give you the song, the song is inside me. You see, the only thing is that I don't have the voice. I can me and Kasa me try me who solo before I preach. Yeah. Many of you sitting down here, you can sing. When they say we are doing conference, you not put yourself inside. You not ask, what can we do? What? Let's have a plan. What can we do to mobilize to make the conference well? You will not do it. Susan, my thought t-shirt, I'm going for the conference. God is arranging. He's arranging. Look at the number here. You can sit and you can organize. This year, I told myself that I'm not going to organize the conference. You must organize your own conference. Yeah. I'm waiting. We are going to form a committee. You organize. And when I went to Adenta, it was the children that organized the conference. Why can we not organize it?
why can we not organize it here? May you do it with all your heart. I said, may you do it with all your heart. I said, may you do it with all your heart. Yeah. You do it with all your heart. Some of you are non-responsive. They are preaching, I just sit in there. Close and go home and plenty talking. Yeah. I'm tired. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. One day there's something to write on your tomb. Rest in peace. But until they write that thing, don't rest. Don't rest. You see, and the way you put yourself in church things, it reflects in your academics and your social and normal life. Yeah. It reflects. It reflects. My last experience. May we really experience God's presence. May we serve God and experience Him. Don't grow up and be praying certain prayers. The reason some of your parents pray certain prayers is because of the type of lives they led when they were young. Don't grow up and be praying such prayers. Never. Never. Don't do that. Yeah. And may the Lord be your guide. And may the Lord be your shield. May you be delivered from the behaviors of Amaziah. Your amen is very... I said, may you be delivered from the behaviors of Amaziah. May you serve the Lord with all your heart. In Jesus' name. It's been a powerful time with you. Clap your hands to the Lord and stand to your feet. Across every river, I'll climb every mountain just to be close, closer and closer to you. I want to love you, to see you in heaven where you dwell. And feel how real you are. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Kando bo sakata braka bo sikabaya. Ribo mazanda banda brando robo sikabala. Glory, I can get enough. Abu Sadabra Bada Kuribu Sandabra Nebelebe Kalabazo Nebe Kandabu Sata Karibu Siande Belebe Katu Rabanda. Lift up your hands, everybody. Kebu Sadabaya Rakaba. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we feel you. Mako Seketebe Maro Gandaba Ziande Kazato Ribu Satabaya Kaba Zatabra Kaponda Zandabaya. Deliver us, from the characteristics of Amaziah. Kalebo siyande belebe. We serve you wholeheartedly. May we serve you with everything in us, O God. May we live our lives for you in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit everybody here into your care. Ask for your glory. I pray for your power and I pray for your spirit. Touch your children, bless them and anoint them in the name of Jesus. Let your glory overshadow them in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Nice. Take your seat. Take your seat.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.